Erica Lopez Lara, Slow Fashion Expert, subtitled Not So Fast Fashion, Episode 13, Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast.
I'm Maella Manassian, your host on the Tiny Climate Challenge Podcast. This is a podcast for busy people who want to save the planet by completing one simple eco challenge at a time. Let's do this. Please visit tinyclimate.com to access all episodes, show notes, freely subscribe, and contact us. Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible, possible. Hi, super excited to have you here today. I have a very special guest. Her name is Erica Lopez Lara, and I recently met her at the Climate Reality Project training in Atlanta. We both served as mentors together, and I just found out that she was in town, and she decided to stop by, pop in to our Tiny Climate Podcast studio here, and we decided to record a session together. So welcome, Erica. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to our listeners so that they can hear about all the amazing things that you're doing in the world?
Sure. Thank you very much for having me here. And well, I am Mexican, an undergrad student. I am currently studying nanotechnology and chemical sciences engineering. And I am currently at Berkeley doing a program for entrepreneurship. I have focused on science for the last couple of years because I think that science could be really, really useful to solve the environmental issues that we are facing right now. But I also realized that in my country, people are not aware of climate change or how they can contribute to have a better world. When I realized about this, I decided to do something about it. So I founded a nonprofit organization which focuses on educating people, and also I involve the scientific part. So we have three different areas, which are education, as I mentioned, and making people aware, involving community in solutions, then research to find scientific solutions, and entrepreneurship, so that we can promote environmentally friendly projects to go to the market.
I love all the things that you're working on. It's just amazing to me. I don't know how you manage to do all these things. And one thing that she didn't say, but what amazes me, like on top of all the things that she's doing, how much energy she has and how youthful she is. So she was telling me a story. We were driving over here, and she was telling me a story about what she was doing in high school, right? You were inspired in high school. And I said, well, you look like you're still in high school. So I'm just so impressed. I wasn't doing any of these things when I was your age. And you, quite frankly, are what gives me hope for our future. The fact that we have so many young people who are interested in sustainability and making a difference is what gives me hope for the future. I started out, I got my degree in environmental science in 2003 from the University of California, San Diego. And I was one of the very first graduates from that program. And since then, there have obviously been many hundreds that have come since, which is amazing. But when people ask, like, you know, what makes you hopeful? I just go, you know, the fact that so many more people are interested in sustainability and taking care of our planet, you are just a perfect example of that. So thank you for all the incredible work that you're doing and will continue to do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And what you are saying is totally true, because people don't know where to start, but when you give them like an example, or you give them like the tools, they start doing something. So it's so great to see that people is willing to, they just don't know how to start.
Yes. And so you're here today as our expert, because you're going to share some tools, some tips and tools with us for how we can be better as it relates to our fashion choices.
Yes.
And how this came to be is because you messaged me that you were going to be in town and you wanted to stop by to visit with me personally. But then we got to talking about where you were headed. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your event that you have coming up?
Sure. Well, with the nonprofit, we are doing these events to make people aware and to give them tools. So we are organizing this huge event called Eco Festival. It is in Monterrey this Thursday and Friday, 4th and 5th of April. And then in Puebla, on the end of the month. So we are giving like talks, workshops, we have a runway, we have like local producers that are going to sell things there and many activities, but it is just focused on how the textile industry is affecting our world. Because the problem is huge and people just don't know. Maybe you have heard about fast fashion?
I've definitely heard of fast fashion, but you introduced me to a new word when we were talking earlier today, and that was slow fashion.
Yeah, yeah, it's so interesting because slow fashion is just like the opposite, which tries to make all the clothes last longer and not to waste that many clothes. Because as I told you before, when I was doing research about this topic, it was impressive to see that here in the US, 80% of the clothes that are bought end up in the landfill. And this is incredible. It's not possible. From the production until you throw it away, all the impact of the life cycle of the clothes is impressive, and it is really affecting our environment. It is actually the third more polluting industry in the world.
Wow. And I'm so glad to actually hear you say all this, because how we got onto this topic of conversation is that we made a little side trip to the mall so that I could return a few items of clothing. And so I'm learning just as much along with everyone else. I always tell people that my journey is, I'm not perfect, and that we can always do better, and that it's important to start with where we're at and see, you know, Tiny Climate is all about making small changes to make a big difference. So I really appreciate you bringing this up. I certainly have a greater awareness about it, and I'm going to do my best along with my challenger this week to see what we can do to minimize. Well, first and foremost, I guess one of the main tips, and we'll get into this more with you here in a second, but is obviously if you don't have to buy anything, don't.
Yeah.
So refuse. But if you do, then be mindful about where your purchases come from. So what tips do you have for us? For those of us who want to make a difference in this area.
Okay, first, as you said, it is really important to not buy something if you don't need it. That is really important. When you are going to, you want to go shopping, then you just have to start thinking, do I really need it? And after that, you also have to think, where is this coming from? Because I just mentioned the impacts that this have on the environment, but it also affects people all over the world. Like where the clothes are produced, people don't get enough salary to cover their basic needs, and they are suffering. So even if it is cheap for you, someone else is paying the price in another country. So if you see, you have to see where this is coming from, the materials, what is the materials that the clothes that you're buying are, and are they organic? Is this going to last longer? You have to be careful that it doesn't matter if it costs a little more, but you are going to have it for a longer time. And another useful tip is that if you really want to buy something, you can buy secondhand clothes. So there are a lot of these shops here in the US, so you can definitely take advantage of that. In my country, we don't have as many as here, so I think it's a really good opportunity for all the people that want to buy to go to these secondhand stores.
I think those are excellent suggestions. Now, as you know, as I shared with you earlier today, I'm getting ready to move to Mexico.
Yeah.
And so obviously it's really important that we be sustainable wherever we're at in the world. So what tips do you have for people who live in Mexico?
Okay, there I will definitely recommend to buy things locally because we have amazing producers there that produce clothes with a lot of quality. So we need to take advantage of that because the big companies that sell just really cheap things, those are not going to last and they are going to end up in landfill. So you can totally buy local, buy everything that comes from Mexico and it's made in Mexico because we have a lot of materials and a lot of creativity. So we have to take advantage of that.
Yes. There are incredible artisans in Mexico. Yeah. And I just love the detail, the beauty of everything that is locally and produced and handcrafted.
Yeah.
Also, while we're sitting here talking about this, it dawned on me that have you ever heard of clothing swaps?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Those are super fun too. And my best friend who I did another podcast episode with, April, one of the things, I mean, there's so many things that I love about her, but one of the things in particular is that we share the same shoe size.
Oh, wow.
And so we have swapped many different pairs of shoes just between her and I. But obviously, you know, there's opportunities to do clothing and shoe swaps, you know, in many different places.
Yes, actually, in our event, there is going to be one clothes swapping. So you can go also in Mexico, you can attend to our events where you can learn more. And also you can swap your things because, yes, you mentioned that is also a great solution. If you have friends with your same size or you can attend to the events where you can swap clothes with other people, that is also great.
That's super fun. Did we define what slow fashion means?
Yeah, I think we did, but slow fashion is something that really lasts, that you are going to use longer, and that fashion trends do not affect. Yeah, you buy it and you use it. It doesn't matter the season or anything. And the quality of the materials, it's really important. And where the materials are coming from, who is making it, and how long it's going to last.
Excellent. Is there anything else that you feel like we should know that we haven't covered or discussed today that would be important for our listeners?
Well, just to be aware that people in other places are really suffering for us to have a cheap clothes that in most of the cases we don't need. So we need to be aware of these. We also need to be aware of how much water we are polluting because that is also a big issue of this. And yes, like every action we take is making a huge impact and it can be positive or negative. It depends on us. So before everything, just think how it is affecting our world because this is something really important. We are 7 billion people in this world. And if you think that it is just one dress, the rest of the 7 billion people can be thinking the same. So yeah, just be aware and think before doing everything.
I'm so glad that you made that point. I just posted something on my social media not too long ago about plastic straws and about how 7 billion people just think it's just one straw.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, we have a proliferation of plastics that are negatively impacting our planet.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, I just am so inspired by you. And just amazed with all the incredible work that you're doing in the world. And I really thank you for taking the time to stop by here today and share your wisdom with all of us. She's young, folks, but she is incredible and just doing amazing things in the world. You give me hope for today. You give me hope for our future. And thanks to you, I know that we're going to create a better planet together.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. And I am really happy to have this space to share this. And thank you. Thank you again. And you are also really, really inspiring for me. You are doing a lot of things. And this podcast is also amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
And I'm glad that we could be here to do this together. Encantada conocerte. Muchísimas gracias por todo, Erika. Y a ver cuando nos encontramos otra vez haciendo buenas cosas en el mundo, dándole buena energía a todos.
Muchas gracias.
Chao. Chao for now.
Now, for the first time in my life, I truly believe my dreams are possible.